Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Emergency, emergency, emergency podcast. What up? Welcome to On the Bench. I am your host for this emergency instant reaction, whatever you want to title it, podcast, Brendan Sinone. Definitely not the second time I've recorded this episode. Definitely didn't just crash on me 5 minutes ago. That added to the emergency. It's an emergency with an emergency. Anyways, you don't care about that. What you care about, Jordan Travis is back. Yes, he's going to have an encore. The FSU All-ACC second-team quarterback is coming back for one more season with the Seminoles. He'll be QB1 in 2023. And let's get into it, what this means for Florida State, why you guys should be excited, other than just Jordan Travis is a really good player. But this was a breakout campaign for J-Trav as the president of the Jordan Travis fan club. Round of applause for him. He's had a remarkable 2022 season, completing 63.2% of his 315 passing attempts for 2,796 yards, 22 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, plus an extra 367 yards on the ground, 7 touchdowns rushing as well. What was really cool about the stat line is, like, those aren't eye-popping numbers, but they're remarkably efficient. I mean, he's averaging, I think, 4th or 5th nationally in yards per attempt, and really took care of the football, but expanded his game as a passer. Like, his rushing numbers are down this year, and they're down because he didn't have to run as much. And that he played in more games than he's ever played in. He started all 12, yet he had half as many rushing attempts this year as he did last year. And that's because he got better as a passer. And that's where we're going to start off this podcast. And as we kind of contextualize what Jordan Travis means, like, his return means to FSU moving forward, a reflection on, like, why this is such a big deal. Jordan Travis, according to Pro Football Focus, which isn't the end all be all, it's not the Bible, but it is a good reference point to trying to determine how efficient someone is, because it's subjective, but they do use a criteria for everyone across the country and grading different throws and management of the offense, and it's a good barometer. He was the number 2 quarterback at the Power 5 level with his overall PFF grade of 91.2. And for context, if you're in the 90 or above range, that's elite. There's only a handful of guys that get that sort of a hat tip. He's only behind Drake May of North Carolina. He's ahead of Bryce Young of Alabama, Caleb Williams, who might end up winning the Heisman Trophy, of USC, Hendon Hooker, who had a great season. I mean, he's ahead of almost everyone for how efficient he was. And his passing grade, while not as robust as his overall grade, was still great. 88.6. Nearly elite, and I think he's 4th among Power 5 quarterbacks with the passing grade. So this is someone who just really, for those of you who've listened to this show for a long time, or Knowles 24/7 subscribers, like, you know how I felt about Jordan Travis early on in his career. And rewind, like, he was someone when he first arrived in 2019 from Louisville as a transfer that was pretty broken as a player, as a person, had a really bad experience there at the end of the Bobby Petrino era. His confidence was down, and his confidence as a passer was, like, totally shot. I promise, there were days when we were out at spring practice where it was really windy and the wind kicked his butt, like, to where he struggled to throw the ball through the breeze in a way that no other quarterback on the roster was struggling with. And it was alarming. And we were getting feedback from different people on the coaching staff who were legitimately concerned about whether he could play quarterback at this level. And all that noise, whether it was internally, externally, is something that's weighed on Jordan Travis. Like, he heard those things, and that only further, this is a guy who I've had coaches recently, not that recently, but within the last year or two, like, describe him as a more sensitive and fragile guy. And that's okay. Like, that's fine. But what that's all that took a toll on Jordan Travis, the years of that. And that's where I give a hat tip to Jordan himself, first and foremost, for continuing to work at his craft and for building confidence and finding ways to compartmentalize, some of that negativity and use it for good. But then also Mike Norvell, Tony Tokars, Kenny Dillingham, quarterback coach last year, the strength staff, Josh Storms. I mean, all sorts of people around Jordan Travis helped build him up physically, mentally, schematically, in so many different ways, to where you just see Jordan's body language just totally different now. And that's led to, in addition to getting him some help at wide receiver, beefing up the offensive line, scheming around him, I mean, that's led to him becoming a truly good, very good, if not like borderline great, college quarterback. Like, he was great this season for large chunks of it. And what, as we reflect on the end of the season, what I really liked about Jordan Travis and what has me so excited about what he could do next year in 2023, a dark horse Heisman candidate, maybe not even a dark horse. Like, he'll be on list, guys. Like, he will be on preseason list next year for Heisman Trophy contention after this 9-3 campaign for Florida State. But what gets me excited is what happened when things went poorly this year. During that 3-game skid in the middle of the season where Jordan didn't have his best days, where the NC State game where he probably had his worst interception of the year. I'm not talking about the one at the end of the game. I'm talking about the one in the second half, I think in the third quarter. That was just him, I think, getting into a bad check or whatnot. Regardless, he was the most maybe frustrated he had been, and he took that and he used it for fuel and for motivation. Like, he and Mike Norvell talked about this. Jordan talked about this. Like, he practiced pissed off after those 3 games, after they had their bye week to kind of lick their wounds and heal a little bit and get things figured out. Jordan figured stuff out, and he came to practice with this renewed, sharpened focus and this energy and intensity that we hadn't seen before. Not to say he wasn't practicing with energy beforehand, but he said, "I got tired of losing and knew what we were capable of." And he felt he took it upon himself to elevate everyone around him. And that's exactly what he did. And as Florida State ran through the back half of the schedule, Jordan Travis was nothing short of remarkable. And while we can kind of parse, like, did the defense, were they dominant against crappy quarterbacks or backup quarterbacks, bad offenses? FSU went against good defenses largely during this stretch to go 5-0 at the end of the year. And Jordan Travis was great. Okay. The birds are chirping. They're happy about this news. I understand it. You know, J-Trav Hive, the Cardinals and the Wrens around here love J-Trav. What can you say? But even like that, the regular season finale against Florida, which is all fresh in our mind, like, yeah, that was huge, because it was a game where the passing attack wasn't working, right? The guys around him were frankly letting Jordan down with so many drops, and Jordan willed his team to victory. Not single-handedly, but like, he was the temperature setter for that game. He's the guy who broke the rock for a reason. The way he ran the ball, whether designed runs or more impressively the scrambles, right? What he was able to do with his magic axe, getting out of pressure and breaking 4 or 5 tackles at a time to put FSU in scoring position. Like, he was magical that game, and that really sets up what should be a bright future for Florida State in 2023, which is what I'm going to get to in a second here. First, I want to give a shout out to our Byers Sonnone sponsor, the Turner Group. We aren't going to play Byers Sonnone for this episode because it is a rapid, instant, emergency reaction, whatever we're titling it, working title. But I do want to give a shout out to Colin Turner of the Turner Group. He's a huge FSU fan, FSU alum, and the Turner Group is a truly elite, yes, we can use the word elite, Chris, when we're talking about the Turner Group, realty company in Central Florida. It's a smaller company. It's Colin, his wife Amy, 2 other employees, but they work remarkably hard. They closed on about 100 homes, last year, and Colin works all the time, and he's always working whenever I text him or talk to him on the phone, and he always finds time to watch Florida State football, though. So if you are looking for someone who will take really good care of you, if you're in the buying or selling home market, then Colin's your guy to reach out to. Just Google the Turner Group, 5-star reviews all over the place, and contact information there. So as we get to what 2023 looks like with Jordan Travis, and this is kind of the off season, FSU still has to play a bowl game, but we're in the stage of feeling really good and positivity and optimism. So I'm going to take a really optimistic approach with what Florida State could be. I'm going to be looking at the ceiling, like what the upside is here. And with Jordan Travis coming back, it's going to put FSU in a spot to be won a top 10 team in the preseason. I think that's on the table. And if you're a top 10 team in the preseason, it means you're able to afford a slip up or two in the regular season and still be in contention for stuff that matters. It's going to give you a chance to legitimately unseat Clemson for, I guess not the Atlantic division, right? Because divisions are going away, but for an ACC championship, like FSU should legitimately contend for that this year. It wasn't that far away from it this year. So that should be up there. And Jordan Travis is going to be the stir that makes the drink. He's going to be the catalyst to all good things that could happen to Florida State next year. And a big reason like why this is important to get Jordan Travis coming back to announce it now, think about the potential trickle down effect it's going to have through the roster. Like if you're Johnny Wilson or Trey Benson, are you coming back to Florida State if Jordan Travis is in here? Maybe, but it's going to look a lot more appealing to have QB1 returning, and that's going to be huge. And those guys haven't announced yet. I don't know if it's set in stone for them, but I feel pretty good about them returning as I'm recording this podcast today. I think Jordan Travis is a huge reason why. If you're going to try to get a wide receiver in the transfer portal or try to, you know, fend off any late suitors for Hakeem Williams or a Cedric Baxter, you're trying to add some offensive linemen in the transfer portal, whatever you're trying to add on offense, if you have Jordan Travis as a selling point, that helps. That helps because you're able to say he's one of the best returning quarterbacks in the country. He's dynamic. He will make your job easier if you're an offensive lineman. Hell, he'll make your job easier if you're a wide receiver with the way he's improved as a passer, and certainly will make a running back's life easier too. Tell Trey Benson how nice it was to get a little head of steam a lot because defenses were so focused on Jordan Travis this year. Jordan Travis just returning with the roster already intact is going to be huge, but what he's going to be able to potentially attract, like, I think that's a really big deal. This is also, to me, another sign that Florida State, well, I shouldn't say Florida State, but NIL groups that might be interested in Florida State or you know, be in the Tallahassee area, whatever, that would provide NIL opportunities, they're in it. And in it for Florida State, and Florida State's going to be in the mix to retain someone like Jordan Travis. I don't think it's cheap. That's probably easily six figures, maybe closer to seven. And that shows, I guess, a level of commitment that is going to be a requisite moving forward in the NIL era. The fact that you're in it and you're able to afford someone of Jordan Travis's caliber, like, yeah, that's huge. That's big time. And again, I think that'll lead to more confidence from fans, from people such as yourself listening to this podcast. I think that's going to be big for people to keep buying in. You want to support a winner. You want to see that what you're supporting is actually quantifiably leading to something. And here's another example of that. And then finally, the last point I want to make about Jordan Travis returning. Think about what Mike Norvell did with Jordan Travis this season in terms of schematically and building the offense around him. I think it was Kev a little who pointed out in the offseason what Memphis quarterbacks did in year two under Mike Norvell and how they got better. And heck, we saw Jordan Travis from 2020 with that weird season get better from 2020 to 2021 as a part-time or most-time starter. He made another jump in year three. And just based on those trends, like, yeah, you have to think that there's a chance that Jordan Travis keeps getting better, which is really fun to think about. I have no idea what that's going to look like. My imagination can run wild with it because there was a point, again, where I was not a huge believer in Jordan Travis, and I became a believer by last season because I saw what he meant to this team. I saw that he was a winner, saw how people responded to him, and I saw what he did without a bunch of talent around him. The talent got better this year, probably even better than we expected. Like Trey Benson, you hit on him. Micah Pittman, you hit on him. Johnny Wilson, you hit on him. Big Meech was really solid at offensive line to help solidify that right guard spot. Like, you hit on all these guys around Jordan Travis. He helped them make them better. He helped make him better. It all worked in unison. It was beautiful to watch this season, to have a top 10 offense that Jordan Travis was humming, leading it. And now you get to run it back with him, right? He got better with help around him, and you can afford maybe to bring on even more impressive players because they're going to want to come play with a guy who's now a proven commodity in Jordan Travis. So it's a huge day to be a Florida State fan. This is a huge development for Florida State. The Heisman campaign for 2023 for Jay Trav, it has begun. I am going to be super excited to watch what develops this upcoming season with the Seminoles and Jordan Travis. It's a fun day to be a Noles. All right, for On the Bench, I'm Brendan Sinone. Thanks for listening to this instant, rapid emergency reaction podcast. Yeah, that's the time. I like it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.